Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the thrice weekly Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thank you for queuing me up today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. This story was first published way back on February 1st of 2009, under the headline, Andy Warhol Pulls a Fast One on Oregon Art Students. Here we go. It was October 5th, 1967, and students were spilling out the doors of the biggest room in the University of Oregon's Erb Memorial Union. At the front of the room, a man stood with a cigarette in one hand, Ray-Bans on, shock of white blonde hair. The students had come to see Andy Warhol talk about his underground films. Warhol was booked for a tour of Western colleges, including the University of Utah, Montana State, Linfield College in McMinnville, and the U of O. But they didn't get Andy. The students didn't know it, but the man at the front of the packed ballroom at the U of O was actually one of their own, a University of Oregon actor named Alan Majet, one of Warhol's cronies at his factory art loft in New York. Warhol, at that time, had never left the Eternal City. Some students grumbled about it afterward. Warhol, they said, showed a boring art film and gave them answers that were either really, really deep or really, really stupid. Quote, I don't know how to say what my meaning is. I guess it means to me that I film it, mostly. And that, why we make films, is one of the big questions. Let's just say we do it to keep us off the streets. And all kinds of things. It changes all the time. This last in response to a student asking, Sir, do you give a damn? And about what? Students and colleagues of the late journalism school professor Bill Winter will instantly recognize this question's pedigree. While the reception was less hostile at Linfield, where, according to Leland John, an art professor from Mount Angel College who attended, Warhol responded to most questions by simply giggling. When Warhol left, rumors started to circulate. They originated at the University of Utah, where Warhol started his speaking tour. The artist had been very insistent on not being photographed by anyone on this tour, but a student journalist had sneaked a photo of him, shot from the waist with one of those twin-lens Rolleiflex cameras that were then the hottest news cameras around. Professors who had met the real Warhol and smelled a rat compared the pictures and concluded that they were two different people. But by the time they saw that picture, Warhol was long gone from Utah, and by the time they started talking about what they thought of it, he'd already done his University of Oregon performance. Rumors of this conclusion of fraud reached Don Bischoff, then a reporter for the Eugene Register Guard. Don, like a good reporter, went straight to the source to find out. Quote, "We had an aging hippie working on our copy desk named Bill Thomas," Bischoff recalled later. "Somehow he had the number for the payphone on the wall at the factory. So I called the number and Paul Morrissey answered it." Morrissey, clearly taken by surprise, hemmed and hawed and then finally put Warhol on the line. After some head scratching about how Bischoff could know it was the real Warhol this time, the Peter Pan of pop art confessed. "He," Alan Midget, "was better than I am," Warhol told Bischoff. "He was what the people expected. They liked him better than they would have liked me." Well, alrighty then. Quote, "His explanation of how they sent the guy didn't make sense," recalled Bischoff. "I still think to this day he was pulling another Andy Warhol spoof and proving a point that people wouldn't know the difference." Key sources in this story include the Eugene Register Guard and Oregon Daily Emerald Archives and the personal recollections of Don Bischoff and Leland John. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. What you're listening to is a reading from one of roughly 330 newspaper columns published between 2008 and today. Other Offbeat Oregon goodies include a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, a fleet of Pinterest boards, and a ton of great historic photos and a bunch more stuff, including visuals for today's show and full citations to its sources, all accessible via our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, critiques, ideas for future episodes? Email me at fj@offbeatoregon.com. You can also ping me on Twitter @offbeatoregon or send a message through the Facebook page at facebook.com/oregon.1859. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at around 6 a.m., so the next one will be on your device and ready to go in a couple of days at most. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today, and if applicable, tomorrow, with good stuff. Bye now.